tell the neighbors that Charlie Evershaw is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, yes, he's on again. Hey, I really enjoyed hearing Scott's interview with Dr. Demento. Now, it's been about 45 years since I've listened to Dr. Demento, and I couldn't believe my ears. I don't know whatever happened to him in the meantime, but by golly, there he was. Now, how many of you know who Doctor Who is? Do any of you listen? And I don't know how you get it now on PBS. I would have no idea where and how you get Doctor Who. Anyone else know anything about Doctor Who? I know a good friend of mine, Cliff Dice, he's a real fan of Doctor Who. But if you know anything about Doctor Who, give me a buzz. And Dr. Demento, oh my goodness, I used to enjoy accidentally running across Dr. Demento. But it's been about 40 years ago. Oh my, it was a good day today when Scott got a hold of Dr. Demento. Wow. Okay, let me see. What else is happening here? There is a road in Marion County, north in Marion County, that has a simple title, as simple as a road can be. And on this particular road, you would find the site of a murder. Oh, boy. It was a real murder mystery for a while. Yeah, what's the name of that road? In northern Marion County. There was also a road in southern Marion County that was the site of a murder where they found this young lady in the creek bottom. And I almost can remember her name. And she was one of those that was missing for a long time, and they found her in a creek in what's Gearheiser Road. That's where it was. Gearheiser Road. I don't know the name of the creek. But that made big news across Ohio for quite a while. And quite interesting. But this other road is in the opposite direction where a murder took place. And it turned out to be, you know, quite widely broadcast, the details about that particular murder. What was the name of the road? Maybe you're too young to remember, but it's not been that long ago. Within the last, 25 years? 740-339-44. What else can I ask you? A name of a road in Marion County that has a color in it. That's right. And I did get to Ruth Road. That's a lady of the Bible, Ruth Road. And then I didn't get the name of the road named after what's on top of an old one-room school. Okay, and let me see. There is also a road that has the same name as a very famous judge in Marion County. A once was judge, and I've got some of his material handwritten. Okay. And let's see, there was a fireman that had a name that started with the letter Z. Oh, here we go. Okay. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, caller.
Yeah.
Brody, you talking about where there's a murder at? By the Bible, was that Victory Road?
Victory? No, it wasn't Victory Road, no.
It wasn't?
It was straight north of there.
North of there, then.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, Victory Road has had its share of infamy also. Yeah, Victory Road, it starts off a doesn't start off a fairground, go up to the prison, and then go off the east side of the prison on north past the trailer park. Mm. Okay, what else do I have here? There was a road named after a mortuary. Yeah. That's interesting. A road in Marion County named after a mortuary. And then there's this road that I'm talking about where a murder took place north of Marion. It's still in Marion County, of course. Then there is a road in the Waldo area named after one of the very first families that settled in, well, the Waldo area or Marion County. In fact, I kind of think this family may have had the first white child, you know, other than Indian, of course, in Marion County. I don't know. Do you? There is also, here we go. Just a second. Yes, caller, go ahead.
The fireman was Merle Zig.
Yes, Merle Zig, yes.
Charlie, just out of curiosity, did you ever find your wedding ring?
No, I haven't found my wedding ring.
Oh, well.
I've looked everywhere.
You'll have to pray to the saint of lost things.
Yeah, that's
right.
I still have the impression on my finger.
Of course.
Maybe I ought to take a marker and go around that impression.
Yes, or get a tattoo.
Yeah, right. Hey, that's...
Thank you.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Yes. Yeah, I've got that impression. And I've had, here we go. Let me see. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Are you looking for New Road?
New Road is correct, yes. Yeah.
I think her body was supposed to be found in a barn, and I don't remember a barn on that road. It's a very short road.
Yeah, that was a very new road, too. I mean, it was built during the war.
Yeah, but I can't, there's no houses on it, and I can't remember a barn.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. I'll have to go down it again and see, but when I've been down it, I haven't noticed any. It's a very short road. It runs from...
It runs from what? Lycan's Chapel?
It runs, from Marion Winsport Road there, and then it runs down to Lynn Hipshire.
That's there. Right, yeah.
It's short.
Called New Road. They had to name it something.
Yeah.
Well, hey, would you like tickets to the zoo?
No, huh?
Okay. Well, I appreciate your history there. Do you live up that way?
Yeah, I have a house on Lynn Hipshire.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I had... Remember the Clough family?
The who?
The Clough,
C-L-U... Oh, yeah. They live right across,
Oh, okay. Well, I lived with them for a while.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I farmed their farm and helped them out and paid for my food.
Oh.
Yes, in fact, Boyd Clough organized a lot of things that happened to me, And, of course, they're all gone now.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think all the boys are gone.
That's right. There was Albert. Albert might be alive yet, but Billy died. I remember Floyd and I were going hauling grain, and we went past Billy's house, and his wife was standing on the porch screaming, "Billy's hurt." And, well, he was hit by a train in his truck. And he almost died. And I tell you, I looked at him, I could see him, and the emergency squad came, and they said if they had moved him just wrong, a half an inch too much, he'd have died right there. Instead, he had a thing wired onto his head for a few months after that to straighten him up.
Yeah, I think when those prisoners broke out, they went to that one house.
That was horrible.
And I think he moved away. He didn't stay here.
Yeah, that was a horrible thing to have happen.
Yeah, I kind of know about it a little bit. I don't know that much.
Yeah. I kept thinking this prisoner got out and raped the mother and daughter, tied them to a bed, and I felt so sorry for that family. It was, I think, Floyd's sister-in-law. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I think there were about six. I don't know if it was that time, but they would come in a helicopter, and they would shine a light over your house and want to go look in any buildings you had and everything.
Oh, yes.
Around the 70s, late 60s and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Boy, that was an era that a lot of people like to eliminate. Thank goodness we haven't had anything like that happen in a long time.
They haven't got out really for years.
No, they haven't. And, you know, we once had a riot there, but that's all way back in the past.
Yeah, about four houses down in Lynn, Hampshire, they had, I don't know how many, they went in a house there, and I don't know if they tied them up.
Wow, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I remember, and Floyd had a model farm. His farm was pictured on the front cover of a farm magazine. I'll never forget that.
Oh.
And he raised dairy cows.
Oh.
And he and his wife didn't have a vacation for 17 years until he gave up on his dairy operation.
Oh.
They finally got loose. Yeah. Well, I was sure glad you called today.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Yeah, that was some era. Thank goodness we haven't had anything like that happen. Oh, my goodness. Prisoners have not escaped. And if you could see what keeps them in to the razor wire, oh, you wouldn't believe. It's like taking a single-edge razor and drilling a hole through it and mounting them on wires. Well, more sophisticated than that. But you don't climb over razor wire. Now, usually, years ago, prisoners, if they wanted to escape, they would throw their clothing over barbed wire. But that was before razor wire. Oh, man. You wouldn't want to touch razor wire because it'd cut right through you. Okay, 11:25 is the time. And how are you doing today? Let's see, we're getting close to the weekend. I was thinking, too, Dayspring Wesleyan Church is going to have a once again this year, a free turkey dinner for people to come and enjoy having a dinner like that. And I'm sure that Emmanuel Lutheran Church, they must have the same thing. They've had it for years and years. Anyone else giving out free meals on Thanksgiving? It's a nice service, believe me. 11:25 is the time, especially for people who have very few children and maybe are as old as me. And can't go to, you know, the effort to prepare a turkey and so forth. It's really nice when you can go and have the company of others in a church. That's good. Well, let me see. What have I been talking about today? There is a creek, North Marion, named after a rock. That's right. It's named after a rock. Can you imagine? Yeah, it's not limestone. Anything. But there is a limestone creek. And let me see, is that the name of this creek? No. But there is a creek going across Route 4 with the name of a stone. Okay, and I have asked you before this question. Name two roads in Marion County with the same name, spelled differently, but have the same name. Well, the one, and by now you know what those roads are. And the one road borders the lake there at the Tallgrass Trail. And they've got a shelter there now. And you can actually sit there and enjoy the outdoors. And you can bring your kayak and go kayaking as long as it doesn't have a motor. Oh, my. Yep. Well, let's see. I've given away 2 zoo tickets. No, just 1 today. I've got more zoo tickets to give away. I know you'd like to have food. Let me see. I'm trying to think of, trying to pick out another question that you might find interesting. All right. Let me see. This past year on the 21st, no school today. That was the 21st of January this year. Okay. So will we have school delays this year? Probably will. Okay. Now let's see. Yesterday I asked the question too. In Eastern Marion County and Morrow County, you will find the beginnings of a mountain range. And it could be either of 2 different mountain ranges. Can you tell me one or the other or both? Okay, and the first one you'll encounter would be there where Route 309 turns up to Galleon, right there. And that's one of the most beautiful areas for fall colors, right there. Route 288 goes on to Lexington, Ohio, but 309 turns up and goes to Galleon, as well as 61 that 309 picks up. But right there on the west side of 309 is the steepest hill around. In fact, they have a cell tower on top of that hill, which is self-explainable naturally. 11:28 is the time, and it's almost 11:30. My land, where's time? Oh, here's a good one. Name the movie star that came to Marion, Ohio years ago to celebrate Whirlpool's 1 millionth dryer. She was a well-known television personality and movie star. What was her name? In fact, one of her good friends was, if I told you, you'd know who she was. What lady was it, you ex-Whirlpool people that were around then, back in the late 1950s, who came to Marion, and I met her, and she helped Whirlpool celebrate the 1 millionth dryer. Yeah. 743-383-9944. Okay. And also, I asked yesterday and never got the answer, but it's 11:30. I'll be right back. Stay right where you're at.
Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after signing a 500,000 autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back once again. We've got about 28 minutes left in the program today. Time that you can win a couple of tickets to the zoo, where you'll see the millions of zoo lights. Now, you heard us talking earlier today about the big windmill farm that will be going in. In fact, everything is in place for it. All they've got to do is erect the turbines and you know, the supporting things. But they've been working on the wiring, and there's between 72 and 76 Yeah, Ohio's getting to be a big wind state. And there'd be more coming north of Shelby on that ridge. You can go north on 598, and it follows that ridge between Richland and Crawford counties. That's right. You didn't know that? If you're like me, bicycling for years ago up Route 598, I could look to my left and see the tallest building in Bucyrus. Well, it was kind of like the water tower. And then if you turned your head the other direction, you could see the buildings of Shelby, Ohio. And it's right in that area where they plan to erect more of the wind farms. 1133, and the wind farms produce electric with no carbon emission. So it's very healthy. Now, there are a lot of people that like to protest, and they would protest their mother-in-law if they could. Just kidding. But it's interesting now. And my one caller said these people want to put it up for a vote. Put it on the ballot whether you can have a wind farm or not. This is after, of course, all the engineering has taken place and permits have been granted. And now some people say, we don't want those windmills. Now, I don't know if they ever said why they don't want them. Now, some people say they kill birds. Well, do they? I suppose a few run into those blades during migration. I don't know. Okay, let's get back to my questions here. What company in Marion built the handles for the Longaberger building, which is now a hotel? It's no longer a basket company there, but the handles are still there. They didn't tear down the building. The handles made in Marion are still on top of the Longaberger building, which is now a hotel. Now, what company in Marion made the handles? I've asked this before and got an answer. Maybe this particular company, it's been too long ago. Well, I remember one of their executives passed away here recently. But, what company in Marion built the handles for the Longaberger? Oh, here we go. Here's somebody that I bet that knows. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
That was Power Shovel.
No, it wasn't the Power Shovel.
It wasn't.
No. No, it wasn't. Thanks anyhow. Okay, yeah. No, it was a few blocks away from the Power Shovel, this particular building. We've had a lot of famous things built in Marion, but all in the past. It's been all in the past. The biggest shovels in the world built right here in Marion. They're all gone. And because strip mining became a no-no, and now we've got wind farms with turbines generating electricity. So no longer do we need those huge shovels that were made in Marion and taken and erected in the east. I remember the one at Cadiz. Oh, was it huge? It consumed enough electricity to light in an entire town. Okay, now, what was I asking you? Oh, yeah. What company in Marion built the handles for a Longaberger? Okay, and let me see what else is built in Marion. And I've told you this a dozen million times. Slob and Pierce on North State Street built the casings that were sunk into the ground and filled with concrete that support the Sears building in downtown Detroit. Yeah, that's another Marion product. Isn't that something? All these things made in Marion. And the Salkies. Oh, my goodness. Marion made Salkies galore. And Marion also restored the circus wagons for P.T. Barnum and Bailey. That's right. They needed restoration at one time or another. And they were restored in Marion. There were some of the best painters and stripers you would ever find anywhere. Worked right on North State Street in Marion, at the Houghton Salke Company. Also, William Shatner, you see him yet on television. William Shatner used carts or bought carts made at Houghton Salke because he was in the business of horses and fancy carts. There's a title for that type of thing, but that was William Shatner's deal. So all these famous things come out of Marion. Now, we still are supplying the world's greatest quantity of electric dryers. We are still supplying industry with the coated rebar. They coated on North Greenwood Street, Simcoat Company. And it's really absolutely amazing. So a lot of things have been made in Marion. A lot of things of the past that are no longer around, but anyhow, we still have a lot of things made in Marion, especially Whirlpool. And the big, out at Martell. Martell and Manel Milling has the largest installation of that type of food processor in these United States, all in this little town of Martell that is working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, supplying payroll to a lot of people. And those people have gone out and bought new cars and, you know, part of the economy. But Manel Milling, responsible, and the products that Manel Milling turn out is just fabulous. And, okay, what else do we have? The paper company. What is it called? It's not Imperial Paper, but it's North American, and they make a lot of paper goods there. And I don't know what all their operation does. But, you know, what we need to know is what all is yet made in Marion. Really, made in Marion. Of course, a lot of these things are made outside of the city limits of Marion. Okay, anyone else like to call and tell me things made in Marion? Yeah. You know, there's that slogan, made in Marion, but not all the things we talk about are made in Marion. Like the company making alcohol. That's not in Marion. That's in Marion County. Whirlpool, is Whirlpool within the city limits? I don't know. The steel mill producing all that rebar is within the city limits, and Simcoat over there on Greenwood Street's in the city limits. And the but one of our biggest industrial parks, of course, has to be Ted Graham's Marion Industrial Center, east of town. But Ted also owns the old Marion Power Shovel installation, and that is where dog food and pet food will be made here next year as a result of millions of the larvae of flies. The flies will be fed ingredients from the alcohol plant, and also Reconserve will supply a lot of the food for those little flies. And they'll all be contained there. They won't be exposed to anybody. They won't be flying around your house, although we'll hear people say, oh, these flies are terrible. But they won't be, because they'll be confined in cages, and the larvae will come out on belt drives, you know, on assembly lines, you might say, and then they'll be dried and processed into pet food. Anything else? Am I the only one that is aware of all these things happening? That's because I'm interested. I'm highly interested in everything going on. Now, do you remember? Now, I was once a judge for 150 cherry pies from a company in Marion that's no longer. It used to be out on Route 30 or 309. This company at the time of George Washington's birthday, they had a contest, and 150 pies were entered, and I was the judge of all those pies. And you might say, well, how on earth could he, you know, distinguish one pie from another? Well, I tell you, it's mighty easy. Really, no kid. Because you got to base your taste on the crust, on the ingredients in the crust, and so forth. And it's not too hard at all. I can't remember who the winner was. Maybe you'd win. Oh, that was way back in the 1970s, I think, when it was a lumber company that had this contest for 150 cherry pies. I'm getting hungry just talking about it. Okay. Yeah, let me see. I'm looking here for some other ideas for questions. There was an animal, well, an owl, in the Mr. Rogers show every day. You saw the owl. Where was the owl? Where did you see the owl? What was he always pictured in? And if you're old enough to remember that, 7403-399-44. 11:43 is the time. Boy, time's marching right along today. Okay. Have you ever had ground cherry pie? There is such, you know. They're made over in Apple Creek, Ohio. Ground cherry pies. I doubt if they sell too many of them. Yeah, they are good, though. Really good. Okay, and let me see. I'm looking here to see. I still like to know the name of that lumber company that had the cherry pie contest that I judged. I used to judge, I tell you what, at one time I judged apple pies. That was used to be my favorite, you know, judging pies. I was called upon to judge pies all over the place. And I once was called to Mount Gilead to that store. It really, I think it's been empty. I don't know, might have something in it now. It was the first store you come to. It was that great big brick building there, just on the southeast side of the square. And I remember judging all these pies submitted to me, and the pie bakers sat on the other side of the pies and kept giving me dirty looks. I'll never forget that. And I almost, after I judged the very best pie, I almost had to run out of that building to avoid these ladies.
Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 B.C. than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 B.C., in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again. And, yesterday, I just looked down, and I noticed I never got an answer to some of my questions yesterday. Like, what did they put in gasoline to keep your engine from knocking? I don't think anyone ever told me. Or what did you do when you had not much money and you had to have another tire? What did they do to an old tire to make it, you know, put new tread on it? What was it called? Or name the little town south of Marion where the CD&M crossed the little Scioto and went down alongside the road. It went down, and I remember Merle Hamilton's brother, maybe Merle did too, went to Ohio State University on the CD&M. That was a long time ago. Wow. All right, then let's see. I bet you'd have a hard time with this one. The man that brought about Kingwood Center in Mansfield was an industrialist in Mansfield. What was the name of his company in Mansfield? And during the war, he made antenna bases, mobile antenna bases, and was a big, big wartime manufacturer. But he set aside money for Kingwood Center. And what was the company name that manufactured all this stuff during World War II and built Kingwood Center? Can you tell me that? Oh, here we go. Somebody knows. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, the gasoline additive you're looking for is lead.
Yes, it was lead. And would you like a ticket to the zoo?
I don't think I'm eligible yet.
Oh, okay. Hey, we don't have knocking engines anymore either, do we?
No, we don't.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks a lot. Okay.
Yep, bye.
Bye. Yes, they put lead in your gasoline. That kept your engine from going knock, 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 knock. Remember when engines did that? Now, if you were hard up, and a lot of this took place in World War II, when everything was scarce, what did they do to tires to give it extra life? What was it called? Now, I don't know if they still do. They do it for truck tires. I know that's why you see alongside the road all these strips of rubber from truck tires. Yeah, not good. I often wonder what it'd be like if I was bicycling along the road and a truck passed me and his tread came off and hit me. It'd probably be the last time that ever happened, huh? Woo, wow. But what was that process called? But it was very popular during and after, shortly after World War II. To renew your tires, what did they have to do? And no one's come up either with a lumber company that had the cherry pie baking contest. Now, I believe the man that was manager of that company is still around Marion. Yeah, what company was it? 150 cherry pies, I judged. Oh, well, let me tell you about judging. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this or not. I was once called to Harding High School to judge cookies. And I picked up this one cookie, and I almost gagged. It was so bad. It was made with rancid oil of some kind. Oh, it was horrible. So I told the home ec teacher. Oh, wait just a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, that's called recapping.
Yes, recapping. You sure was. You remember those days?
Oh, yeah, I used them a lot.
Yeah, boy, that's all we could do. Oh, my. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, recap. Got to get my tires recapped. Oh, boy. And if the recap didn't hold, that tread came off. You see tread all along highways now because truck tires are so expensive. Oh, my goodness. And truckers can't afford new tires all the time, so they have their tires recapped. And then on a hot day, the recap breaks loose and flies through the air with the greatest of ease. And thank goodness, I've never heard of a bicycler being killed by a flying tread. Wouldn't that be something to put on your tombstone, killed by a flying tread? Okay, now, where was I? Oh, yes, I was talking. At Harding High School, I'm judging cookies. And one of the girls cooking cookies used some rancid oil or, oh, it was horrible. Oh, I thought I'd never get the taste out of my mouth. Well, to make it funny, I told the home ec teacher, I said, you know, we've got a real winner here. My, I've never tasted a cookie so good in all my life. I said, you ought to try one yourself. And she did. And I almost had to run from to keep from getting hit. She said, Evers, darn you. She took one by that rancid cookie and, oh, that was horrible. And then one time I remember I was judging apple pies, strictly apple. And one lady had, oh, it was a nice apple pie, had a nice big crust on it. But the lady had sprinkled cheese on it. Well, the cheese burned in the oven. And when I sampled that, all I could taste was burnt cheese. Another one of those memories. I haven't judged anything in a long time. 740-333-9944. I wonder if that girl's listening that made those horrible cookies. Or the teacher, the home ec teacher. Of course, they don't have home ec anymore, do they? I don't know. Do they teach home ec in schools? I remember Ruth Smith at River Valley. Oh, was she a good pie baker? My. Everybody wanted a pie made by Ruth Smith. Those were the days, yes. Okay. The lady? Yes. She was probably more famous on television than anything that had, oh, she was so popular. She had three dummies that played with her on television. Let me see. Yeah. Can you name her? She came to Marion, invited by Whirlpool, to celebrate their 1 millionth dryer. Just think how many millions they produced since. And I can remember she came in all dressed, I think I got pictures of her too, dressed to the finest. She went in the boss's office and had a big talk with him, and you know, they had a big celebration at Whirlpool. What was her name? Let's see, it starts with letter F, and that's the first name. F, and the second name was A, started with an A. Now, who was that? That Whirlpool had come to Marion to celebrate the 1 millionth dryer. Boy, things have forgotten fast, aren't they? Okay. And if I don't get an answer here on who that was, I will tell you before I close out. All right. Do I have any other questions here I could ask? I'm looking here. Oh, yes, there was another famous person that came to town. One of the most famous newscasters there ever was. It was invited to town by the Nature's Plant Food Company to be their primary speaker at their sales convention in Marion. It was my job to pick up this speaker from the airport. He came in on a private plane. Of course, he didn't fly. And what was his name? Boy, he was big. There were a couple, two or three big ones that came to Marion from Nature's Plant Food Company. Boy, they paid big bucks to get these people here, too, I'm sure. But who was this famous newscaster? The best newscaster there ever was. He advertised Bose Radios, incidentally. And what was the name of the lady that had, now here, I'll give you a great big hint. Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, three members of the cast of this lady. In fact, two of those, one, Fran, was her first name. Who was it? If you can answer that, I'll give you tickets to the zoo. It's in Ollie, 11:57 Eastern Daylight Time, Standard Time, rather. 11:57, and how are you today? Who was this famous television star? Well, here's somebody that knows. All right. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, it was a famous newscaster. You're talking about Paul Harvey?
Yes, it was Paul Harvey. You betcha.
Okay, I met him when he was spoke at Harding High School one time in either 68 or 69.
Okay, that was the year he came with Nature's Plant Food Company, yeah.
Yeah, I was on the Harding Reporter and got to meet him.
Oh, no kidding. I picked him up at the airport, and my daughter was just thrilled to stand beside him and have her picture taken with him. Oh, my.
Okay,
well, hey, do you know the television star with the Kukla Fran and Ollie?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you, anyhow.
All right,
yeah. Okay, it's 11:57. Fame is quick and disappears it's not quick to begin with, but it disappears quickly. Fame. This lady was so popular, and a lot of people, if they close their eyes, can still see her dummies. She didn't bring her dummies to the radio station, though. Oh, here we go. I bet this person knows. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, was that star I Love Lucy?
Oh, no, it wasn't I Love Lucy. No, it wasn't, no.
Who was it?
I'll tell you who it was.
Lucy Show?
It was Fran Allison.
Oh, Fran Allison.
Kukla,
yeah.
Fran and Ollie, remember?
Yep. Yeah. Now I do try it again.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Okay, see ya.
Thank you.
Okay. We're almost out of time today. Yeah, Kukla, Fran and Ollie was Fran Allison. I've got pictures of Fran as she was out the radio station and celebrating Whirlpool's 1,000,000th dryer. Wow, that was something. Well, let me see. What else can I tease you with today? I've got a problem. What can you eat that would make your nails not be brittle? I got brittle fingernails. It drives me nuts. Because they can really be sore. So I have to put tape over them. 11:59 and a half is the time. And that's about all I've got for today. Now, tomorrow's another day. See, what do we do tomorrow? Oh, yeah, I've got to, let's see, at 12:15, at 1:15, it will be Scott and yours truly. Don't forget, Mr., the guy with the, the used goods, Glenn Coble, he'll be on at 12:15 with all your tired old items, and so you be listening, will you? Mr. Swap Shop, yes. We got to get a tag made for him so he can wear around his neck.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison over a decade at that point.
No, he was out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then. Excuse me.
Yeah, but you're right. He was in prison for 10 years short 15 days.
That being said, when this came back, what was his feeling? What was your feeling that day?
Sam, who was sitting next to me, I had not put him on the stand partly because he told his story so many times, telling it again wasn't going to make it much stronger. And second, he had a real problem with alcohol that was looming at that time. I mean, this case really got to him, as you might expect. When they said not guilty, he slammed his hand down on the big oak table where the defense sat. I thought he would split it and said, "It's about time." And I thought that was perfectly spot on.